Dr. Fauci,
thank you so much for taking the time.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The June 5th, 1981 weekly report by the Centers for Disease Control was a notable one. It recorded 5 unusual cases of pneumonia. These cases would become known as some of the earliest reports of AIDS. The next year, Dr. Anthony Fauci wrote an early paper about the disease, which had increased to 290 recognized cases and had become a public health problem of essentially epidemic proportions. Fauci worked at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, heading up a lab that studied immune system response. NIAID conducts research on diseases to help understand, treat, and prevent them. It falls under the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, the medical research agency part of the Department of Health and Human Services. In the early 80s, the NIH had many institutes, with NIAID and National Cancer Institute leading investigation of the new virus and disease that would become known as HIV/AIDS. Fauci made that investigation the focus of his career.
Today we're going to be listening to Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's going to be talking about AIDS.
I'm working directly on AIDS, both clinically and from a basic science standpoint. That really is one of the few, or actually one of the only, subjects where you really have to change your lecture every month.